Sicela ukunibingelela nonke ngegama elihle lomfelo wethu Jesu Christu.
We greet all of you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu kuyinhlanhla ukuba sikwazi ukuhlangana kanje ngalolu hlobo noma seyiconzi nje kodwa ke akufani kunaqala.
We thank the Lord that we are able to meet like this, although we're still only a handful, but at least it's better than before.
Akufani nokushumayela phambi kwamabhentshi, kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngaleli nani esinalo.
It's not the same as just preaching at empty benches. We thank the Lord, though, for the manna which He provides.
Siyambonga nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu asigcine kulesi sikhathi.
And we thank God for keeping us at this time.
Lesi sikhathi sineyinselelo eziningi.
This time comes with many challenges.
Lesi sikhathi kube ngathi kuyisikhathi sokuhlungwa umzalwane nomzalwane.
And this is a time of purification and of being pruned, where you find brother and brother is being pruned.
Lakudinga kubonakala khona ukuthi ubani ngempela omvuthelayo uNkulunkulu nomthandayo uNkulunkulu.
And where it is made clear who is truly the one who loves the Lord and is on fire for the Lord.
Ubani ngempela onothando likaNkulunkulu noma isimo sesinje athi Jesu ngiyakuthanda.
Who is the one who truly is devoted to the Lord and who loves the Lord that says, no matter what, Lord, I still love you.
Noma sesikhonza sibancane noma sibabili Nkosi mawukhona nje kwanele bangake abanalo mfutho abanalokho enhlizweni.
Whether we are few or many, but Lord, as long as you are present, who has got that yearning and that fervor in their hearts?
Mhlawumbe omunye uyezwa ukuthi hayi khona ngisikhuni esivutha sodwa, nokuba kusekhona inhlansana kuyisimanga nje empeleni sekuya ngokucima. Mhlawumbe kunjalo kwabanye.
Maybe some experience themselves like a log that just burns on its own. And you know what, when that happens, that log cools down and it's just fortunate if there's still a burning coal left. Maybe some experience their lives like that.
Manje lokho kuchazani kuthina njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Now what does that mean and entail to us? We children are
kwithuba lethu ukuba sisondele kulabo noma ngabe kuseyinhlanhla yodwa noma ngabe zimbili, ukusondela kubona, ukubanyakazisa, ukubathinta. Mfowethu, sukuma, vuka, akusona isikhathi sokulala lesi.
This is our time where we've got to draw nigh to those where we find that love is waning. We find that the fire is dying out. Maybe there's only one or two coals left. That we stir them up and that we fan that fire into flame. And you say, wake up, brother. Can't you see what's happening?
Kumele ukuba sondele ukuthi hayi mfowethu noma kusavutha okuncane uwedwa. Bakhona abanye abakufisela inhlanhla, bakhona abakanye nawe, bakhona abafisa ukuthi ungafi. Ngaphe kwakho konke ukhona uJesu ofisa ukuthi ungacimi lomlilo wakhe nomlilo wakho enhlizweni yakho.
And we encourage them and say, brother, sister, you're not alone. You don't have to be isolated. There are those who want to be one with you. There are those that want to serve the Lord together with you. And more than that, there is the Lord Jesus Himself, who doesn't want that fire and that flame in your heart and life to die out.
Ngokubona kwami leli thuba esalinikiwe bekumele sigijime kakhulu sinyakazisa laba mhlawumbe kubonakala ukuthi uyacima uyaphela umlilo
vuka vuka mfowethu dadewethu isekhona ithuba sekhona inhlanhla sekhona uJesu.
And it's our time where we need to be busy and be active and go to those that we find are busy dying out spiritually, and that we stir them up and that we say, brother, sister, wake up, there is still hope.
Khumbula ukuthi uSathane usomathuba uwathanda kabi amathuba afana nalawa.
Now realize and remember that Satan is there and he really loves times like these.
Lapho umuntu engavuthi emoyeni afika uSathane atshala izinto zakhe ngokusheshsha, uyathola umuntu uhlaba noma yini, usola noma yini, akusekho nje okuhle kuyena. Ah, ungeneli ngenili inyoka endala yawenza umsebenzi, ingakho umuntu eyithola sekuleso simo leso.
And when Satan finds that a person isn't on fire for the Lord, then he comes and he sows his seeds and plants his things, criticism, finding fault, and all of a sudden there's no good that that person can see. Everything seems black and sour to them, and that's how the devil spreads his influence and brings his influence into such a person's life.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuba sigcine sinamukela nonke enikhona nenifikile kulolu suku lwanamhlanje.
But we thank the Lord for keeping us, and we'd like to welcome each and every one of you who has come to join us in this service.
Ngokukhethekile samukela umndeni wakwaJustin ikakhulukazi ubaba wakhona nje ngalezi nsuku bene birthday eqeda 92 years. Into enkulu kabi leyo.
We'd especially like to welcome the Houston family, especially Wim and Opa Houston, because he's just celebrated his 92nd birthday these days.
Siyabonga mhlaba umuntu bemangakhelwa inhlombe. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu basibe nabantu abadala abayithandayo iNkosi abayiphilelayo iNkosi.
We thank the Lord for older people who love the Lord and are still on fire for him.
Kwangathi baba uNkulunkulu ngaba nawe abe nana ngcine kule mnyaka uNkulunkulu asakubekele yona usagijima usaya phambili kuyasithokozisa thina esilandela ngemuva ukubona abantu abadala beshisekela iNkosi nangalesi sikhathi.
May the Lord keep you and spare you and be with you in the years that he still grants you. And what an encouragement and inspiration that is to us younger people when we see older people going before and still fervent and on fire for the Lord.
Ngizocela nje abafethu bangisize nge-mic khona sizocela ubaba ukuthi azivulele le nkonzo ngomthandazo.
If we can just have a roaming mic, then we'll ask Mr. Houston just to open for us in prayer.
Angahlupheki ubaba ngokusukuma ehleli nje ethandaza sizothokoza kakhulu.
He doesn't have to get up, he can just be seated there where he is. They bring a mic to him, and if he can then open and pray for us.
Asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthole leli thuba ukuhlangana ngalendlela ngegama lakho.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity that we may gather in your name.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi nanamhlanje usekhona usabathanda abantwana bakho usabagcina.
Thank you, Lord, that till today you are alive and you love your children.
Kodwa nokho Nkosi siyacela ngesandla sakho size usibambe singasheleleki siphunyuke siphume kule ndlela yakho.
And that we can still be part of your body and love your children, but please hold us, Lord, by your hand. May we not slip off from this way. And Lord, grant us hearts that are soft and receptive and obedient to your word. And Lord, those words that we will hear today, that food that you, so to say, dish up for us, that we may keep and retain it. Please, Lord, work through your servant. And all this we ask and pray that your name may be uplifted and glorified.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Siyabonga Baba. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu kuba sisenezwi lakhe.
We thank the Lord that we still have his word.
Futhi siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyakhuluma ngalo izwi lakhe.
And we thank the Lord that he still speaks through his word.
Kube nezwi elingithinte kakhulu enhlizweni yami encwadini yokuqala kaGenesis, uGenesis.
And there was a word that stirred my heart very much from the first book in the Bible, Genesis.
Incwadi kaGenesis sahluko sesine.
In chapter 4.
Amavesi ambalwa nje esizowabuka.
Just a few verses that we'll have a look at.
Namhlanje ukubekeka enhlizweni yami ukukhuluma ngendaba yomnikelo.
And today it's laid on my heart to speak especially on the topic of bringing a gift or a sacrifice.
Sibuka eBhayibhelini abantu bokuqala enzalweni yokuqala sibona lesi sehlakalo esenzakalayo esaba nemphumela emningi komunye wawo muhle ngakolunye uhlangothi futhi kwaqhamuka okubi.
And here, amongst the first people that lived in this world, we find an event that took place. And on the one hand, there was a good outcome. But on the other hand, there was a bad outcome that had an impact for generations and forever afterwards.
Kuze kube namhlanje sisavuna. Sisathola okwenzeka ngaleso sikhathi kuhambe sonke lesi sikhathi kuze kube manje futhi kuba ngathi kuyaphambili kwaqala kuncane kodwa manje sekunzima kakhulu kunaqala.
And the ripples of that event reaches even our own generation and period, and it's as if the effect and the impact is only growing.
Okunye kwakho mawucabanga ukubuka ukuthi awu yazi yabhlungu lento yaqala esontweni yaqala kokuhle yaqala endlini kaNkuluNkulu yaqala ethempelini isinjena manje.
And it's so heartbreaking and sad when you consider that this which happened and took place actually happened in the house of the Lord where the Lord was being worshipped.
Ucabanga ukuthi ingenzeka into efana nale kukhona nje ukuba sendlini kaNkuluNkulu yokukhonza. kukhona futhi kuba izinto zonakale ethempelini zonakale endaweni engcwele ngcwele mangakubeka ngalendlela kuqhumo kubi.
There is that you're in the house of the Lord to worship him, but then there is also that there can be evil that sprouts out right there in the worship of God in his temple.
Kwenzeke lokhu esenzweni esihle entweni enhle ababezikhethele bona ukuyenza besiqhamuka nokube nje.
And this had its origin in something good, something which they did freely out of their own free will. And you ask, but how could it have had such a bad and evil outcome?
Ake sibukisiseni ke zwini lenkosi. Siqale lapha nevesini lokuqala esahlukweni sesine.
So let's read the Lord's word then from Genesis and chapter 4 and verse 1.
Singathi zelamani lezi. Zalwa bazala ababodwa. Kodwa phakathi kwazo kwaqhamuka izinto okunye kwesisabisayo.
These were two brothers from the same parents, but something terrible happened amongst them.
Siqala ukufunda.
Let's start reading.
U-Adam wamazi umkakhe u-Eva, wakhulela wazala uCain. Wathi ngitholile indoda kuJehova.
Now Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.
Waphinda wazala u-Abel, umfowabo. U-Abel waba ngumalusi, u-Cain waba ngumlimi.
And again, she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground.
Kwathi emva kwezinsuku ezithile, uCain waletha kuJehova umnikelo wezithelo zomhlabathi.
In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground.
Naye u-Abel waletha umnikelo kuwo amazibulo ezimvu zakhe ezinonileyo. UJehova wanaka u-Abel nomnikelo wakhe.
And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel in his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard.
Kepha uCain nomnikelo wakhe akawunakanga. Wayesethukuthela kakhulu uCain. Ubuso bakhe banyukumala.
So Cain was very angry and his face fell.
UJehova wathi kuCain, uthukuthelelani na? Ubuso bakho bunyukumeleleni na?
The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your face fallen?
Angithi uma wenza kahle, uyamukeleka na? Uma ungenze kahle isono sihlezi ngasemnyango. Unxanela kwaso kukuwe. Kepha wena umele ukusibusa.
If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it.
UCain wakhuluma ku-Abel umfowabo wathi, masiyendle. Kwathi besendle, uCain wasukela umfowabo u-Abela wambulala.
Cain spoke to Abel his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him.
Asime khona lapho.
We'll end reading there.
Cela sithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Siyacela Nkosi usibusisele izwi lakho.
Lord, we pray that you'll bless the reading of your word.
Khuluma ngalo Nkosi enhlizweni yethu.
Please speak to our hearts through it.
Amen.
Amen.
Iyathinta kakhulu le ndaba esifunda la.
This which you read here really stirs your heart.
Futhi ekuthinteni kwayo kuyayikhathaza inhliziyo umuntu uyamfundisa ukuthi kumele sihambe kanjani siphambe kaNkulunkulu.
And as it stirs your heart, it teaches you how you ought to walk before God and serve Him.
Akukhathali ukuthi umuntu engayitshela ukuthi sengingumntwana kaNkulunkulu, mhlambe ngithwale nje leli gama lokuthi sengiyakholwa.
It doesn't help that you say, well, I'm a child of the Lord. I'm known as a believer, as a Christian.
Kuhle kakhulu ukuba umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Kuhlukana nezwe, ukuyinikela kuJesu, ukuba sidalwe sisha, hamba indlela noNkulunkulu.
Yes, it is very good to be a child of the Lord, to separate yourself from the world, to serve the Lord and to follow Him.
Kodwa ngibona ngathi ayikho indawo ebucayi njengaleyo yokuthi mhlamba umuntu alibala ilokho angabe saqaphela anganaki uhamba kwakhe. Ngabe ngisahamba eduze kwenkosi, ngabe ngisaholwa yiyo, ngabe ngiyamuzwa impela kanye nami futhi ngimlalela.
But that is a very precarious position to find yourself in, that you so focused on the fact I'm a child of the Lord and you don't take care to see whether you're still walking close to the Lord, whether you're still walking with Him, whether you still hear His voice, whether you're still obedient, and whether you're still in the Lord.
Ngoba uthola abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abaningi bayibiza ngegama lokholo kodwa abalaleli.
Because you find many calling themselves by the name of the Lord and yet they do not obey.
Uthola abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abaningi babuswa inkani yabo, babuswa imizwa yabo, babuswa indlela yabo, akabusa uNkulunkulu akalalelwa.
Many so-called children of the Lord are ruled by their own feelings, their own ideas, and they do not hear the word of the Lord and they do not follow Him.
Babenza okuhle, babenikeza umsebenzi wabo laba bafana. Ilona lo nomsebenzi wakhe, bengamele futhi kube khona okhathaza omunye. Futhi kunalokho bekumele kube khona ukusebenzelana phakathi kwabo, ngoba omunye unomsebenzi wakhe nomunye unomsebenzi wakhe.
Now, these two brothers each had their own task, their own, so to say, career, which they were following and what they were doing. And it shouldn't have been that any one of them should have been troubled about the other one, because each of them did what they were supposed to do.
Babenikezwe umsebenzi, benikezwe nezinto abazosebenza ngazo. Bengamele omunye benomona ngomunye. Ilona lo nomsebenzi wakhe.
Each had their own work, each had their own things that they were busy with, and they were given whatever they needed for their work to do it. There was no need for any one of them to be jealous of the other one.
Omunye usebenza ngokuhlaza, omunye usebenza ngenyama, usebenza ngeyilwane eyiphilayo, nalo azoyidinga, nalo uzodinga kwalo.
The one was working with green plants, the other one was working with livestock, and each of those were needed. It wasn't that none of it was needed, and each one was dependent on the other one.
Bobabili benza okulungile kulezi zinto abasebenza ngazo, bayayizwela ukuthi kumele ukuba siyoletha umnikelo.
And each of them, in what they were doing, felt they needed to bring an offering.
Bobabili akekho phusho omunye futhi omdala ngathi ugxuma kuqala uKhayini ufuna ukuletha umnikelo uNkulunkulu.
And none of them was forcing the other one to do it, and in fact it was the elder brother Cain who first brought his offering.
Uyathatha kulokho asebenza ngakho eyitshalweni akasebenza ngazo, uletha umnikelo kuNkulunkulu, kumpriesti, umpriesti wakhe.
And So Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, of the produce of that which he was working, like a priest bringing an offering to the Lord.
Kumbula, ngitholile indoda kuNkulunkulu.
Remember, his name meant, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.
Umzali ezalingane unethemba. Nakho kwakusenhlizweni, ngitholile indoda kuNkulunkulu.
And his parent had such hope in him, where they said, my, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.
Kabangutuma wakho bejabula, ngitholile indoda kuNkulunkulu.
And maybe your mother also rejoiced, I've gotten a man with the help of the Lord.
Kabangutuma wakho bethokoza ngale ndodana yakhe firstborn yakhe, Cain, ngitholile indoda kuNkulunkulu. How? Umuntu akazi ukuthi uzeleni, uzalo kuzoba yini, okuzomthanda yini uNkulunkulu noma okuzommelana noNkulunkulu.
And his mother rejoiced, I've gotten a man by the help of the Lord. And she had so much expectancy concerning his life. But you never know when you bring someone into the world, what you're actually bringing into the world.
Omunye ozalwa azalwe negama elihle, aqanjwe ngegama elihle. Okulindelekile, isikhathi esiningi abantu bayalandela amagama abo.
And some have got such wonderful names which their parents give them with the hope that they'll emulate the meaning of that name. And very often, they do follow the meaning of their name.
Futhi sengakuphawula kaningi kubantu bakaZulu, abantu abaningi, indlela abazali abaqamba ngayo iy'ngane zabo, ubona ingane ihamba ncimishi egameni leli elinikeziwe.
Now, especially amongst the Zulus, when they give names, those names have meanings. And very often, usually you find that a child fulfills the meaning of their name.
Uzothola abanye amagama abakuthiwa ocijimpi. Uzothola lo muntu isilwe nje. Ngilandela igama lakhe imkhuba wakhona.
Maybe somebody giving a name like fighter, and then you see that person becomes a real fighter. Wherever they go, there's always war.
Abanye baqanjwe ngamagama ezifenqo. Omunye uzama ukushaya omunye kakhulukazi esithenjeni laba baganwe izithembu nengane eqanjwayo la iqanje ukushaya lo akagane naye amagama anjalo ingane izolandela ncimishi lelo gama layo.
And various names which they given, and then you find that they follow the meaning of that name. If it's a bad meaning, then they follow that bad meaning.
Kodwa nanti igama uCain mayimzala ngitholile indoda kuNkulunkulu kuphambene kodwa.
But here, when Cain was born, he was given this wonderful name, which had that implication. I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord, but here it went opposite to that meaning.
Uyakwenza okufanele kwenziwe njengomntwana indoda kaNkulunkulu zafike zasha.
Yes, he did what was expected. He did the work of a man. But when it came to this point of bringing an offering, that's when all hell broke loose.
Wayenethemba umzali wakhe, wayenethemba sitholele indoda kuNkulunkulu.
His parents had this hope when he was born, saying, with the help of the Lord, I've gotten a man.
Ngeshwa kanti wenza kwi opposite isitha sikaNkulunkulu.
Unfortunately, he then did what was opposite to that meaning, becoming an enemy to God.
Gcwala ungalaleli.
Filled with disobedience.
Manje bengilongihlupheka enhlizweni yami ngiyibuza yini lena eyonakala emnikelweni ngoCain. Owangamukeleka umnikelo wakhe wavunywa okaAbel.
And now I asked myself, and I was troubled by this question. What was it? What went wrong? How could it be that when Cain brought his offering, it wasn't regarded, But when Abel brought his offering, the Lord regarded it.
Namba abantu bethathe inyathelo ezinhle bayendaweni enhle bahambisa umnikelo wamukelo omunye awangamukelo omunye na kwekona kona kalaphi.
Both of them did something good, something commendable, bringing an offering to the Lord from the first fruit or the portions of that which they produced. How was it that Cain's offering was not accepted, but that of Abel was? Both of them grasped this mystery that we ought to give thanks to God for that with which He's blessed us. We ought to bring some of that to Him as an offering of thanksgiving to thank Him. But here we see the grave danger in that, because the one's offering was accepted and the other one was not. And in that we learn a great lesson. What was the cause for it, for Cain's offering not to be accepted? Was it entailed in the offering itself? Was it entailed in the hand bringing the offering? Or was there something else behind it?
Kumbula, lokha bakulethile, bakulethe kuNkulunkulu, akukhona emdlalweni la. Okabani lomnikelo lethiwe na?
Now remember, this offering which they brought to God. God Himself, this was no game. They weren't playing a game. They were bringing an offering to God. And there is no hypocrisy with God, because God sees through everything. And when you bring the offering, He doesn't just stop at that and look at the offering. God goes further than that. There are many who bring an offering to God, and by that they're just trying to cover up their sin. And some bring an offering because they try to impress the one to whom they're bringing the offering. And they want to impress by the size of the offering and the kind of offering that they're bringing. But God goes beyond that. He doesn't just look at the offering itself. And God sees that which is hidden. And that's why we see the outcome of that only afterwards. Why did God not accept so-and-so's offering?
Singaba nokuthi ngabe uNkulunkulu uthanda umnikelo onenyama. Lokho kutshaliwe akakunaki.
Can we ask the question, does God then only appreciate offerings of fat portions and not that which is of green plants?
Ha, akunjalo.
No, not at all.
uNkulunkulu owadala ukuba kube khona lokho abakutholayo babelwe lokho wakuthokozela uNkulunkulu nalezi zipho nalomsebenzi okwakumele kuba bawenze uNkulunkulu wayethokoza ngomsebenzi bakwazi ukusebenza kungathi nje banikeza umsebenzi kodwa futhi abenzile utho ngawo.
No, God created those different types of work and the things that they were busy doing and producing, and as such, God was happy about that.
Kodwa masekulethe umnikelo, uNkulunkulu uyabukisisa ukuthi ulethe umnikelo njani.
But when you bring an offering, God looks very carefully at that offering.
Kuthiwa uNkulunkulu wamukela uAbel kanye nomnikelo wakhe.
It says the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering.
UAbel kanye nomnikelo wakhe.
Abel and his offering.
Hayi umnikelo wodwa.
Not only the offering.
Ufuna bakubili uNkulunkulu.
God wants both.
Wena oletha umnikelo.
You bring the offering.
Kanye nomnikelo.
And your offering.
Hayi umnikelo nje ukuthi ujahe umnikelo wakho. Umnikelo wami.
Not your offering or my offering on its own. God isn't so keen for that.
UNkulunkulu ubuka mina kuqala. Ngingumnikelo njani phambi kwakhe.
God looks at me first. What kind of an offering am I before him?
Mina nginjani phambi kwakhe ungakafika umnikelo.
What am I like before him, before the offering even arrives?
Engawuthatha yini wona umnikelo wami mhlawumbe uyabona ukuthi walona letha umnikelo uyanuka izono zakhe.
Is it so that when my offering is presented, God has to say, oh my, the person who brings the offering has got such a stench around him because of his sin. Maybe that one bringing the offering still needs to go and have a wash.
Unuka ubulongwe basesibayeni, unuka indaba yasemasimini, akagezile. Khuluma ngokomoya.
That person has the smell and the odor of dung of the kraal around him, and that of the field, and all the smell of the field and the dirt. And I'm speaking a spiritual language.
Ujahe uletha umnikelo, kodwa kuyikhona khona akumukeleki uNkulunkulu, kungcolile, kuyanuka. Sekubonakala nangenhliziyo manje ukuthi hayi khona inhliziyo lethele umnikelo imbi kangakanani.
You are eager to bring that offering, but God looks at you and he says, oh my, how dirty this person is, what a stench is about this person, and even that heart is evil.
UNkulunkulu ubuka inhliziyo kaCain, ayilungile le ndoda, imbi le ngane.
God looks at the heart of Cain and he sees an evil heart and he says, oh, this child is evil, he's bad.
Ngaleso sizathu anginakwamukela umnikelo wakhe kanye naye ngenxa yobubi bakhe ngenxa yokungalungi kwakhe.
And God said, I will not have regard for Cain and his offering because of his evil, because of his unrighteousness.
Kuphi la sibona khona ukuthi ube nephutha ube nesono uCain ukuba mayelethe umnikelo wakhe kube ngalendlela na?
Now, where do we find that there was something wrong in Cain's life when he brought his offering?
UNkulunkulu ukhuluma nawe uyamxwayisa.
God speaks to him and warns him.
Uyambuza lapha evesini lesithupha. Uthukutheleleni na? Ubuso bakho bunyukumelelani na?
The Lord asks him, why are you angry and why is your face fallen?
Angithi uma wenza kahle uyamukeleka na? Uma ungenzi kahle isono sihlezi ngasemnyango unqanela kwaso.
If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it.
UNkulunkulu uyakhuluma, uyazama ukuxoxisana nayo Cain. Cain, pass up, pass up, pass up. kukhona ongalungile lapha kuwena. Kukhona izinto engahambi kahle. Ayilunge lento. Wenzani uKain?
God speaks to Cain and he tries to warn him. And he says, Cain, watch out. There's something not quite right in your life. You've got to deal with it.
Cain, kubonakala ngisho ebusweni bakho.
Cain,
kubonakala ngisho ebuzini lakho. Ayihambi kahle izinto empilweni yakho. Basopa Cain. Musa. Yini ube nobuso obunje? Yini ube nje? Kukhona ongalungile ndoda.
He says, Cain, I even see it on your face. It's written on your face. Why has your face fallen? I can see it written there. There's something wrong.
Lapha siyabona imphumela yesono, siyabona ububi obuba senhlizweni yomuntu kuze kuphumele nangaphandle.
Here we see that the evil in the person's heart even overflows, that you even see it on the outside.
Uma uvumela ubumuncu enhlizweni yakho, imphumela izoba mibi noma kanjani.
And if you allow that which is sour and bitter in your heart, the outcome and result of that will be bitter.
UNkulunkulu uyaqaphela abantu, uqaphela neminikelo yabo ukuthi inhloboni injani ngaphambi kokuba amukele uNkulunkulu lokho kulethwa abantu.
God discerns a person's offering and the person himself bring that offering before he receives that offering.
Ubuka isimo sakho, attitude yakho ukuthi injani, umuntu onjani, uletha umnikelo onjani. Abanye kukho lokho abakulethayo, okuomunye uletha okuzacile, uletha eqhugayo, uletha lokho abonayo nje ukuthi avele akunakungibuyisela lutho noma ngabe ngiyakudayisa lokho, awuthi nginikele ngakho uNkulunkulu.
And some, when they bring an offering to God, they bring that which is crippled, that which is blind, that which is thin. They say, you know, well, I can't use this in any case. Let me just bring it as an offering to God.
Unikela ngokunjani?
What kind of an offering do you bring?
Unikela ngokuncane.
Do you bring that which is thin and small?
Unikela ngokuqhugayo.
That which is limping?
Unikela ngalokho okuyimpumbo ongaboni.
That which is blind?
Hayi, ngoba nakho nje ngcono nginikele ngakho.
You say, well, just because it's like this, I can't use it. Let me give it as an offering.
Noma uthatha lokho kokugcina. Noma uthatha lokho okuthanda kakhulu. Noma uthatha lokho okuphela kwakho. Ukuletha enkosini.
Or do you take that which is the very best? That which is precious. That which is all you've got. And you bring that as an offering to God.
U-Abela akathathanga nje kwanakho, thathe noma yini ngoba ngisa uNkulunkulu, waba nesikhathi, wakhetha, wabuka ikupho ngcono, ikupho ngcono okungcono uNkulunkulu na.
When Abel brought his offering, he didn't just rush about it. He took his time. He first of all considered and he chose and he selected the best and he said, this will be an offering fitting for God.
Wathatha lokho okubona ukubukekayo ukuthi kuhle kube kaNkuluNkulu lokho. Kuhle ukuba uNkulunkulu ngimnikelele, ngimnikeze kokuhle engikuthanda, engikuncomayo nami, okuphela kwakho kokugcina khona ngikunikeza uNkulunkulu.
He chose that which was the best which he had. And he said, this is the best I can give. This is really something precious even to me. I'll give that to the Lord.
Uma nje ubona leso simo, ubona ama characters ahlukeneyo la, umuntu oyiqonqela, ogodlile, onenhliziyo embi, ubona futhi umuntu onenhliziyo enhle, okhetha the best wanakho okaNkuluNkulu.
And even in that, you see the characters revealed and the attitudes revealed, where the one was, so to say, well, you know, I'll just give this in a careless way, careless attitude. But where the other one took time and made sure he only gave the very best.
Uma siza ebukhoneni kwaNkulunkulu kumele siqonde bazalwane siza kanjani siza kubani siyaqonda yini ukuthi ubani lo esiletha umnikelo kuyena na.
Brethren, when we come into the presence of the Holy God, we need to understand to whom we are coming and in what way we are coming to him.
Ngikulinganisa lokhu nangomuntu ozovuma izono zakhe, uNkulunkulu emhlabile ngezwi lakhe, ukuthi mase siza uNkulunkulu siza ngenhliziyo enjani, siza kanjani.
And even if we come when we are under the conviction of sin and we come to confess sin, that we need to realize to whom we are coming and with what kind of a heart are we coming when we do that.
Samungabuka kungani lokhu gida gida endaweni yodwa usathane edlala ngawe ekushonisa ngale kube ngathi uNkulunkulu akezwa noma ukhuluma noma ulungisa kuba ngathi hayi khona awuzi ukuthi uyahlukaniswa nalento oyivumayo.
And maybe if you just staying on one spot and you, so to say, just trampling water, you're just staying in one spot, you're not getting anywhere spiritually, ask yourself, how do you go about it? In what way do you confess your sin? Why is it that you always go back to the same sin?
Kungaba uNkulunkulu esiletha kuyena imthwalo yethu, akasithetheleli, akasixoleli, sibuza umbuzo, siza kanjani, silethani.
And maybe you ask yourself, but did God really forgive me? And maybe you've got to ask yourself, in what way did you come to God and in what way did you confess your sin?
uNkulunkulu wamukela umnikelo, wamukela uAbel nomnikelo wakhe.
God had regard for Abel and his offering.
Ngani na?
Why?
UAbela ube umuntu olungile.
Abel was a righteous person.
Ube umuntu omesabayo uNkulunkulu.
Fearing God.
Emthanda uNkulunkulu.
Loving God.
Masifunde lapha incwadi laphana yamaHebheru.
If we read from the letter to the Hebrews.
Isahluko sesine.
In chapter 4.
AmaHebheru 11, verse 4.
Hebrews chapter 11, rather, verse 4.
Ngokukholwa uAbel wanikela kuNkulunkulu ngomhlatshelo omuhle kunoKhayini. Athola ngakho ubufakazi bokuthi ulungile, uNkulunkulu uqobo efakaza ngezipho zakhe, nangakho usakhuluma noma efile.
Hebrews 11 verse 4. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks.
UAbel uNkulunkulu wambona njengendoda elungile.
God saw Abel as a righteous person.
Wambona njengomuntu onofakazi obuhle, safakaza ngaye namanje noma esahamba emhlabeni.
As one with a good testimony and one who testifies even now though he is dead.
Nomuntu okwamukelwa umnikelo wakhe ayewulethile wamukeleka uNkulunkulu.
And God commended him by accepting his gifts.
Kodwa lo uKhayin kuyabonakala ukuthi ayimbi inhliziyo yakhe.
But Cain is seen that his heart was evil.
Cain noma sekhuzwa akakhuzeki.
Even when Cain was being reprimanded and corrected, he didn't accept correction.
Noma uNkulunkulu ezama umxwayisa akezwa akasezwa.
When God tried to correct him, he paid no heed.
Bazalwane bakhona yini laphakathi kwethu uNkulunkulu uyazama ubaxwayisa ubabuyisa.
Are there some in our midst, brethren, when God tries to warn you, you are stiff-necked and stubborn and you don't hear?
Kumbula into eyodwa. Uletha lo mnikelo wakho uletayo, awunakwamukeleka uNkulunkulu kuze kulunge wena ithambe inhliziyo yakho kunobulethe umnikelo wakho.
Just realize that even though you bring your offering, your gift to God will be unaccepted, not favorable, seen favorable before God, unless you yourself get right first.
Akusikhona nje ukuletha umnikelo okubalulekile okuzuzayo sewulethe umnikelo.
Now, it's not only your gift that's important, but how you come when you bring that gift.
Esontweni kuyilapho ongathola khona ukuthi kukhona abazenzisa abaningi.
It's in the church where you find many hypocrites.
Bayathandaza.
They pray.
Bayanikela.
They bring their offerings.
Mhlambe futhi bayishaya isifuba.
And maybe they even beat their breast.
Hayi mina ngilungile.
Oh, I'm good.
Uyakhumbula laba babethe empelin.
Remember the two that went up to the temple?
Bayathandaza.
To go and pray.
Babehambisa umnikelo nabo ngomthandazo.
They will also bring their offering through their prayer.
Yilona owaziwayo ukuthi angumthelisi ongathandwa abantu.
The one.
Nalo umFarisi ozazi ukuthi mina ngumuntu wesonto.
Was a Pharisee known as religious. The other one was a tax collector, publican, just known as a sinner, unloved by the people.
Yonke lento yenzeka esontweni, yonke lento yenzeka endaweni engcwele ngcwele, lasihambisa khona imnikelo imthandazo yethu, nangomunye eyiqhenya khona imthandazo ngomthandazo wakhe.
And all of that happened and plays off in the temple, the place that is supposed to be a holy place where we're in the presence of the Lord. And right there we find the one being self-righteous and being proud and arrogant about his being righteous.
Oh, nangu umFarisi uyishaya isifuba. Ngingcono mina. Angifani nalo odla imali zabantu.
Here's the Pharisee boasting and saying, I'm not like this tax collector who steals people's money.
Angifani mina nalo. Mina ngiyathandaza. Mina ngiyanikela. Ngithandaza kangaka ngosuku. Ngipha abampofu. Ubizi ngalokho okuhla athi uyakwenza. Uzoqhosha ngakho nje uqhoshela lo owaziwayo ukuthi uyisoni into engelutho.
And he, the Pharisee, boasts about how many times he prays, that he tithes, that he does everything that's accepted of a person who's being religious, not like this tax collector.
Kodwa kubaluleke kakhulu ilokhu ukuthi bephuma ethempelini bangena bekuhokunye bephuma ethempelini sekuhlukile sekuhokunye.
But the crux of the matter is, how did they leave the temple? In what state did each of them leave their temple?
Lona wayezazi ukuthi yena uyimona uyisoni akakhuluma izinto eziningi. Iba nomusa kumina soni.
The one who knew, I'm a sinner. He didn't say much. He just said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
IBhayibheli lithi baphuma ethempelini. Omunye thola ukusizakala, kodwa omunye engasizakalanga.
And the Bible says, when they left the temple, the one had received help and grace, and the other one not.
Lona wangena ezazi, ngumoni mina. Ngifuna ukuba uNkulunkulu angiphumuse wakhe, angisize, angingcwelise. Phuma ungcwelisiwe, uphuma ulungisisiwe kunalo obeyishaya isifuba, ngilokhu, ngilokhu, ngilokhu ya.
The one who came in there, realizing he was in need of God's grace, that he was a sinner, crying out for mercy, he left that temple being made righteous, being cleansed, and being made righteous in the sight of God. And the other one just went in there boasting of himself. He didn't receive that.
Ngamanye amazwi, umthandazo walo wamukeleka uNkulunkulu, owalo akazuzanga lutho.
In other words, the one's prayer was accepted before God and the other one received nothing.
Ngani na? UNkulunkulu ubuka inhliziyo, uza ngenhliziyo enjani, usanokuyithwala. usayiqhenya usabona ukuthi yena ungcono kunabanye ukhuluma izinto eziningi kodwa nangi lokhuluma amagama amafushane nje kodwa anohlonzo azwakalayo umuntu ayibonayo ukuthi ngisoni mina angidingi lutho okuningi ngidinga umusa uNkulunkulu.
How is that? God looks at the heart of the one approaching him. There was the one boasting of himself, saying how good he was. And there was the other one saying, I'm a sinner, I'm in need of God's grace.
Khumbula indaba yomfelokazi esithola lapha encwadini kaLuka 21. Indaba yomfelokazi naye owaletha umnikelo uNkulunkulu.
Remember what happened with the widow who brought her offering, of which we read in Luke 21.
Nabanye babeletha umnikelo wabo.
Others were bringing their offering as well and placing it there in the place of offerings.
Kodwa uJesu ukhuluma into eyisimanga.
But Jesus said something amazing there.
UJesu uqaphela lo mfelokazi. Uthi lo unikele ukudlula bonke laba abanye asebenikele.
Jesus looked at her offering and then he made a comment and he said, her offering exceeds and supersedes the offering of all the others who brought their offerings.
Lona umfelokazi ulethe unikele ngamafadi ngamabili obese kuphela kwakho futhi abephila ngakho. Wanikela ngakho etho kaNkuluNkulu. Uthi uJesu unikele ubadlule bonke ngoba laba abanye bebenikela kokuningi engcebeni yabo kokuningi abanakho kodwa lo uhlukile ngoba unikele ngakho konke aphila ngakho.
She just brought two little copper coins and placed it there in the offering, but that was all that she had. That was what she lived from, and the others brought from their abundance. And Jesus said her offering was greater than that of all the others.
Siyomangala ngosuku lokugcina sesifike phambi kaNkuluNkulu ebesikulindele kube iopposite yalokho ebesikulindele. Lono bombukela phansi uyathola uyena osendaweni engcono wena obuyitshela ukuthi uzoba kule ndawo athi uNkuluNkulu dedane.
We will be absolutely surprised one day when we come before God. And when these things are revealed, and when somebody who you look down upon and despise, where that person is given a prominent position and honored, and the one that maybe you think that I should be honored, and then it said, get away from here, back room. This is not the right place for you.
UNkulunkulu ubuka inhliziyo esikwenzayo, sikwenza ngenhliziyo enjani na?
God looks at our hearts and sees, with what kind of a heart are we doing what we're doing?
Lapho siyabonela nje ukuthi uKhayini inhliziyo yakhe ibimbi kangakanani noma sekhuluma uNkulunkulu akezwa akalaleli akaqaphi akakwenzi lokho uNkulunkulu amxwayisa ngakho.
And here we see how evil, how pitch black Cain's heart was when God speaks to him and God warns him. He pays no heed.
uNkulunkulu uyaxwayisa isono siyanqonqotha ngasemnyango sukuma vuka qapha singasemnyango musa ukuzivumela empilweni yakho nasenhlizweni yakho.
And God warns him and he says, sin is crouching at the door. Wake up, you must master over it.
Kumele ukuba sibuse.
You need to rule over it.
UJesu uNkulunkulu uyasitshela isono kumele ukuba sisibuse abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Children of the Lord tells us that we must master sin.
Akumele ukuba sinqotshwe isono, yithini okumele sibuse phekwe sono.
Sin should not master us. We should be victorious over sin.
Akumele ukuba ufike endaweni la uthi khona ngisazi ukuthi ngizokwenza njani. La lenge siphambanweni iwundlu likaNkulunkulu la ngenxa yezono zethu. Ungasho kanjani ukuthi angisazi ukuthi ngizokwenza njani?
You should never get to the place we say, oh, I don't know what to do anymore. How must I overcome this sin? The Lamb of God was slain on the cross at Golgotha. He died there for your sin. How can you say, I don't know what to do about it?
Umbuzo ukuthi usalalela yini bese ukwenza lokho uNkulunkulu akutshela khona ngenhliziyo elalelayo ngenhliziyo yethobayo ukuthi ngifuna ukumlalela uNkulunkulu, ngifuna ukwenza lokho akushoyo, busubona umphumela walo ukuthi uzoba yini.
But when God speaks to you, why don't you obey him? Obey what he tells him, what he tells you, and then you see what the outcome of that will be.
Kukhona izinto abazalwane esithatha kalula.
Brethren, there are things which we take lightly.
Kukhona izono esithatha kalula.
There are sins which we take lightly.
Lokhu kucasuka.
That irritability.
Lobo bomuncu.
That being sour.
And the bitterness.
Bitterness.
Lobo bomuncu obusenhlizweni.
That bitterness in your heart.
Lobo bomuncu ovalele kangaka enhlizweni yakho.
That bitterness which you sealed up in your heart.
Ngeke uvalele isikhathi eside.
You won't be able to seal it up there for very long.
Akuzothatha isikhathi bese kuvela kube sobala kuvele ngaphezulu.
It won't take very long and it'll burst out into the open.
Lokho kumunqo okufihlile ungakufihla insukwana kodwa kuzosheshe ukuchebe ukuthi hayi khona kukhona into zixabene izinto zixovene izinto enhlizweni yakho.
You may be able to hide it for a while and close it up that nobody sees it, but somehow or another it will escape and it will come to the fore that there is this bitterness and that something or not is not right in your heart, it's boiling in your heart.
Ngeshwa uma ngabe sekuphumela ngaphandle kolimaza abanye abantu.
The problem is when it explodes to the outside, it will hurt and defile so many others.
Lento nethuba lokuthi uyiveze la kufanele khona uthole usizo khona uyeka la izoqhuma khona iyokwazwana abanye abebengeke bazi uma kuthiwa wawuyiveze endaweni efaneleyo ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
If you had gone to someone to pray with you and you brought it out and exposed it in counseling, then it wouldn't have become so as known as it will when you cover it up, and then it will be exposed and so many will know about it.
Lento ekhluphayo namanje lesi simuncwane lento ekhluphayo akukhona wedwa nje umuntu ongasomethembayo ongasuye kuyena uyoveza kuye ngihluphekile kunento engicindezelayo veza lento edala ukuthi ube muncu ngalendlela.
Now that root of bitterness that's troubling you, maybe it's even a little bit of bitterness, but it's troubling you and you don't have peace about it, is there not even one person that you can take into your confidence and go and share it and say, here is this thing that's troubling me, I want to bring it out, I need help concerning this thing?
Akusekho noyedwa umuntu omethembayo ongahamba ukuthi uyothulula umphefumulo wakho, uthulule inhliziyo yakho, athandaze nawe, uzofa ufele lesi simuncwane onaso.
Is there not even one person that you can trust where you can go and pour out your heart and your soul that you may receive help? Do you want to die with that bitterness?
Akekho umuntu ongase uyinike ithuba ukhulume naye ngoba kekuhlupha. Ngendlela okuhlupha ngayo sekuzoze kuhlupheke nabaseceleni kwakho ngoba uthwele lo mthwalo abakubonayo ukuthi uyesindwa kodwa ube khona uJesu ukuba kusize.
You are troubled by that thing and you are burdened by it, and even others can see that you're carrying a weight, but you're not prepared to bring it out, and instead of you bring it out it will explode and then hurt many others.
Cain, umelo kusibusa lesisono. Kumele ukuba uyibuse lento ekuhluphayo. Uyabona uNkulunkulu ukuthi mangabe ungenzi lutho ngalento uzolimala. Uzolimaza futhi.
You must rule over this sin. And God sees very well, if you do not rule over it, this thing is going to hurt you very much.
Kwenzakalani kuKhayini emva kwalokho?
What does Cain do after that?
Uyasizakala uKhayini ngalamazwi kaNkulunkulu?
Is Cain helped through these words of the Lord?
Kwenzakalani kweyakhe impilo ngalamazwi owezwayo? Uyasizakala kulokho okuhluphayo?
And you, are you helped by that which you hear from that which is troubling you?
Kodwa uKhayini ayiqinile inhliziyo yakhe.
But Cain's heart was hardened.
Utheni uKhayini?
What does he say?
Uyamema.
He invites his brother. Brother,
asambe siyendle.
Let's go for a walk.
Ake sambe siyendle.
Let's just go for a walk into the field.
Akaxwayi noxwayi umfowabo, umfowethu lo.
And Abel didn't suspect a thing. This is my brother.
Umfowethu uyangimema, siyahamba shaya umoya.
He's inviting me just to go for a walk to experience some fresh air.
Mase besendle kwenzakalani.
And out there in the field, what happened?
Oh, inhliziyo embi kaKhayini.
Oh, that wicked heart of Cain.
Uyaqalaza ngapha nangapha.
He glances this way and that way.
Akekho yini ongibonayo.
Making sure that nobody sees him.
Oh, wambulala umfowabo.
And then he killed his brother.
Isono sakhe samgcinisa ekufeni.
His sin brought him to death.
Isono sakhe samgcinisa ekutheni nabe umbulali.
His sin brought him to the point of being a murderer.
Isono sakhe samgcina ukuba abe umuntu ose negazi ezandleni sakhe.
His sin brought him to the point where he had blood on his hands.
Isono sakhe samenza ukuthi bamxwaye abantu manje isilwane lesi esibulala umfowabo.
And his sin caused him that people would flee from him. As a wild animal, a dangerous man.
Mhlambe sikhuluma ngoKhayini ukuthi umuntu oyingozi. Kanti mhlambe umuntu oyingozi ula.
Maybe we speak of Cain, who's a dangerous man, but maybe that dangerous man is right in our midst.
Okubhlungu ucabanga ukuthi umuntu oyingozi oyaqhamuka le noma aqhamuke lapha. Aqhamuke kumfo wabo.
You know, the sad thing is this. You expect danger to come from another angle, from some other source, but from your very own brother?
Umfowethu impela ngamshiyela ibele. Onomwa ngishiyela ibele. Ngibulawa uye.
My brother, with whom we suckled the same breast, should he murder me?
Ngingalindela ubuhlungu kwakwethu. Ngingalindela ubuhlungu kumzalwane wami. Ngingalindela ubuhlungu obungaka kumntaka baba, kumntaka mame, ngoba moya ungakwenza okunjengalokho.
Could I expect such cruelty, such pain inflicted by my very own brother? By my very own brother or sister in the Lord, is that possible?
Ungathola ukuthi umfowenu wakwenu kuba uwe impela ongakhaphela kunikele. Ingenzeka into efana naleyo.
And can you, would you find that your very own brother or sister would betray you and do such a wicked thing?
Ungathola umuntu wegazi lakho kuba uyena impela okudayisayo. Ingenzeka into enjalo.
The one of your very own flesh and blood. Selling you out, is that possible?
Ingenzeka into enjengaleyo ukuthi umzalwane wakho enkosini akudayise kanjalo.
Is it possible that your brother and your sister in the Lord can betray you and sell you like that?
Ngizwe imbi inhliziyo yomuntu noma ngabe usenkosini noma ngabe umzalwane wakho kodwa inhliziyo mayimbi. Unganeliswa ukuthi umzalwane ngicula naye, ngikhonza naye, sihuba amahubo ndawonye, sithandaza naye. Kungaba isithe esikhulu kabi sakho leso.
Oh, the heart of man is black and wicked. Don't be satisfied by the fact that he calls himself a brother in the Lord or a sister in the Lord, a Christian. That person can do a terrible thing.
UNkulunkulu uthini usifundisile indlela. Ukuthi makukhona okuthile phakathi kwakho mfowethu nami silungisa kanjani lo ndaba.
The Lord has taught us if there is something between you and a fellow brother, how do you go about being reconciled?
Mawungakwazi zwana mzalwane.
And if you don't know it, then listen.
UNkulunkulu unestandard sakhe, unendlela yakhe. Uma kukhona umfowethu angilimaze ngakho kunendlela ukuthi le ndaba sizoyilungisa kanjani.
There is a way that God has given us. If my brother or my sister has harmed me or hurt me in any way, there is a way that we can sort it out.
Lithi iBhayibheli uma unensolo nomzalwane wakho hamba kuye.
The Bible says, if you have aught against your brother, then go to him.
Zwaneni bazalwane, nani nibasha zwaneni.
Now listen, brethren, especially you younger ones.
Uma kukhona into ephakathi kwakho nomzalwane wakho, lithi iBhayibheli alingashonela usamthukuthelela umfowenu, hamba kuye niyokwenza ukuthula, niyokwenza ubuyisana.
The Bible says, if there's something between you and a fellow brother and sister, then don't let the sun set on your anger. Go and make peace and be reconciled.
Uma ngabo hamba uya kuyena niyokhuluma niyobuyisana ningatholani.
And if you go to your brother and you speak together and you're unable to reconcile your difference and your that which is between you,
iBhayibheli lithi bizomunye.
Then the Bible says, call somebody else.
Bizomunye, number two. Bizomunye, nisahamba, nisayolungisa lento engalungile phakathi kwenu.
You call another person and say, I want to make peace. Please help us and assist us in this matter.
Uma nihluleka nibabili.
And if both of you fail,
isazoya futhi kwesikweli welinye levele, qhamuka amalunga ebandla izokwazi ukuthi amlekele, anilekelele kule ndaba.
And then ask some elders or leaders in the church, take it to the next level.
Ngoba qonde ukuba ilungiswe lento.
Because the aim is to sort out that problem, to resolve that conflict.
Ukwenza indaba uthi uyayilungisa, uyidakaze emaphepheni, uyidakaze emsakazweni, noma ko social media uthi ufuna isixazululo, akusiyona indlela yokholwa leyo.
Now to go and splash it all out on social media, in the newspaper, in the news, wherever, and you splash out your differences there, that's not going to resolve the issue. That's not a godly way to resolve the problem. That's a worldly
way.
It's because it's not your purpose to bring about reconciliation when you do that. It's only to paint that person as bad as possible in the eyes of others. That's not God's way. We've not been called to that. God's church has not been called to that. God has got his wonderful way, a pure way, and a good way of bringing about reconciliation between people.
That's the way.
It is the cross that brings about that peace and that reconciliation, because one of the beams of the cross is a horizontal beam, and that means that I make peace with my fellow man.
Cain!
Cain, you are busy killing your very own brother. What terrible sin, Cain, has brought that about that Abel should be killed?
Cain, son of sin, this is Kuluga Naga, Estalugo to Abela, Magafa, Sugan and Awan Alenzela, Ingania Wain.
Cain, what a terrible sin has been committed, that the cost should be that Abel should be killed and that you should forever put your very own brother into the grave.
Umnikelo.
Just an offering.
Umnikelo omukelekile ngokulunga kwakhe, ngokwesaba uNkulunkulu nokulunga uye, kumele makafele lokho nje.
An offering that he brought to God in righteousness, to say thank you to the Lord, an offering that was accepted by the Lord, should he die because of that?
Ngikhumbula into eyenzeka empilweni yami.
I remember something which happened in my own life.
Ngihlale ngikusho lokhu efakazini bami uNkulunkulu lokho angenzela khona.
And I usually share that when I share my testimony as to how the Lord saved me.
Ngikhumbula ngifika la kwasiza abantu. Unyaka engafika ngawo la kwasiza abantu.
I remember the year I came here to KwaSizaBantu Mission.
In 1978. Ngafika ngine zono.
I came riddled with sin.
Ngafika ngesindwa, umthwalo wezono.
Carrying every burden of sin.
Futhi ngafika ngazi ukuthi ubani ozongisiza nozongisindisa.
And I came not knowing who would ever be able to save and rescue me out of the situation in which I found myself.
Ngiphuma ejele.
I came out of jail.
Ubani ozongisiza?
Who can help me?
Ngoba inhliziyo yami yasindwa.
My heart was heavy and burdened and loaded.
Ubani ozongisiza?
Who's going to help me?
Okwaba isimanga empilweni yami. Akudingakalanga ukuthi ngisizakale ngosuku olulandelayo. Ngalo lolo suku engafika ngalo wakhuluma uNkulunkulu. Nesoni, umuntu omubi. Ntesejele.
The amazing thing was, I didn't even have to wait till the next day till I got the answer to my question. That very same day that I arrived, God spoke to me, a sinner who came out of jail.
Mina ngangicabanga ukuthi inkinga yami enkulu ile engangize ngayo nale engaze ngaboshelwa yona nasi isono sami esikhulu.
I thought my biggest problem was that sin for which I was imprisoned and the very thing that brought me to the mission. I thought that was my biggest problem.
Noma ngilala ngivuka ngicabanga lento engayenzayo.
Whether I was sleeping or awake, I was always thinking and reminded of this which I had done.
Igazi enginalo ezandleni zami ngokubulala lo muntu engangimbulele.
With the blood on my hands because of the person whom I had killed.
Namhlanje ngizwa abanye bebhala ngakho. Bethi ha mhlambe lapho ephenduka khona okwasilelayo nanani. Hayi bengakhuluma abakuthandayo kunye ngkwaziyo kodwa.
Now today I hear and I read people speaking about it and writing about it and saying, you know, maybe when he repented, he didn't repent thoroughly. Maybe something remained behind of that. Well, they can say what they want. But one thing I know, and that is that the Lord Jesus forgave me. God gave me an indescribable peace in my heart.
Futhi lokho kuthula engingathanda ukulahlekelwa yikho.
And that peace which I for nothing in this world would like to lose.
Ungasho ukuthandayo ngenzo ukuthandayo. Ngishiyele lokho kuthula engakuphiwa inkosi.
Do what you like, say what you like, but leave me with that peace that the Lord gave me in my heart.
Angikwazi ukuhamba indlela ehanjwa abanye.
I can't walk the way that others walk. There are decisions I made before God. There is my agreement and my decision I made with the Lord. I said, Lord, I will serve you from now on. My life no longer belongs to me. I surrender totally to you. My life now belongs to you. And that is what I'm reminded of. And if the Lord reminds you, then pray for me that I'll never forget that and never lose sight of that.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wambula ngenye indlela ukuthi hey ngicabanga ukuthi uzela ngoba ubulele lo muntu lo ngabona inqwaba yeyidumbu phambi kwami.
Back to the point. When I came and I thought that was my biggest problem. And then the Lord revealed himself to me. And then before me, I saw not one corpse. I saw many corpses, many bodies. And I said in my heart, but Lord, I don't know who these people are. I haven't killed all these people. But I see there's a multitude of these dead bodies in front of me.
Ngibona lesi simanga senzeka la lento engiyibona laphambi kwami ngitshela ukuthi mina hayi ngize ngalo muntu oyedwa kodwa uNkulunkulu ungitshela inqwaba yabantu.
But my heart broke when I saw all these corpses and God said, you are guilty of that. And I thought I was only guilty of one person, but the Lord said, you are guilty of all these people.
uNkulunkulu wathi kimi awubabulalanga ngombese awubadubulanga awufakanga bhomu.
And the Lord said, you didn't kill them with a knife, with a bomb, with a gun, or anything else, but with this, with your tongue. And then it dawned on me. What I had been saying about people. What I had said to people as an unbeliever. Not realizing in the least by that I was killing them.
Oh, angaz ukuthi bangaki wena osubabulele ngolimi lwakho.
I don't know how many you've killed already with your tongue.
Angizazi izinto ezikhulumile wena ngolimi lwakho.
I don't know what you've said with your tongue.
Angaz ukuthi bangaki abafoni obabulele ngolimi lwakho.
How many of your brothers have you killed with your tongue? How many of your friends have you dragged through the mud through that which you said about them? But God
said,
and I came under such a conviction of sin, seeing all these corpses, all these bodies. I thought there was one person I had killed, and I thought that was my great crime. And the Lord showed, no, you're guilty of all of these. And I came to the Lord in remorse and repentance.
Cain, uyambulala uAbela na ngenxa yomnikelo nje.
Cain, would you murder your brother Abel just for the sake of an offering?
Kind. Okubi ngoAbel umfowenu ngoba kubusiseke umhlatshelo umnikelo wakhe wamukeleka uNkulunkulu owakho ongamukela. Usefanele ukufa njalo.
Cain, is Abel guilty for that he should be put to death just because his offering was accepted, just because he was blessed of God? Should he now die for that?
Thulisa inhliziyo yakho. Zibuke phambi kaNkulunkulu. Unjani wena phambi kwakhe?
Quieten your heart before the Lord and ask yourself the question, how are you before God?
uNkulunkulu akanamele imhlatshelo yakhe neminikelo yakhe eminingi. Funa inhliziyo isidalwe sisha.
God is not so keen on your offering and how great it is, but he wants you to have a new heart.
uNkulunkulu uphokophelele ukuba sihlanzwe masithi simunye kube into enje hayi indaba kamakhohlisana hayi indaba kamazenzisa sisebenzile igazi lika Jesu phakathi kwethu.
God wants us to be washed of our sin, that we should be truly united, not just in word, not just hypocritically just making as if you won, but truly united through the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Uma kukhona abantu abafile ngeenkulumo zakho, hlobo wami ungathuli ungashona ilanga, ungazange uyilungise leyo ndaba phambi kaNkulunkulu ngoba isono sakho siyokufumana.
And if you've put people to death through your speaking, through your tongue, let the sun not set before you've put that right, because your sin will find you out.
Uma umnikelo wakho ungenakumukeleka uNkulunkulu ngenxa yezono zakho ngeziphambeko zakho. Hlala phansi noNkulunkulu, buyisana noNkulunkulu andulethe umnikelo wakho.
And if your offerings are not acceptable before God, then sit down with the Lord and be reconciled to the Lord. Make right with God so that your offerings will be accepted.
Akanamela manono uNkulunkulu imhlatshelo yethu nemnikelo yethu. Ufuna isidalo esisha. Ufuna inhliziyo yami. Noma ngiletha umnikelo ngiletha ngenhliziyo ekhanyayo, inhliziyo ehlanzekile.
God doesn't care about that offering. What God cares about is a new creation, that when I bring that offering to him, I'd bring it with a clean and a pure heart.
Wena owaziyo ukuthi yini esenhlizweni yakho?
You know what's in your own heart?
Wena owaziyo ukuthi umthandazo yakhe uNkulunkulu uyayizwa?
You know whether God hears your prayer?
Kodwa mangabe ngenakizwa ungalokhu yale nale nale indaba nawe nje indaba inenhliziyo yakho.
But if God doesn't hear your prayer, don't go this way or that way. The matter lies with you. Sort out your matter with God.
Kumele khanye indaba noNkulunkulu ube khona ukubuyisana phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu.
Make right with God that you'd be reconciled to God.
Ube khona ukubuyisana phakathi kwakho nabanye abantu futhi.
And that you'd also be reconciled with your fellow man.
Indaba yonakala ethempelini, ayilunge ethempelini futhi.
It all went wrong right there in the temple. Let it all come right again in the temple.
NkuluNkulunkulu abe nani.
The Lord be with you.
I found myself in the presence of the Lord. I wonder whether you found yourself in the presence of the Lord.
Mina ngizithole ngizizwele ngisebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Angazi noma nawe uzuzwele ukubo yini ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu.
It is so good that we check our lives in God's light, not in human judgments and human evaluations, but what God says, that is what will bring life or death.
Kuhle futhi kubalulekile ukuthi impilo zethu sihlole kabanzi ekukhanyeni kaNkulunkulu, hayi ngezimiso zomuntu noma ngendlela yomuntu. Lokho kuyosiza ukuthi uNkulunkulu asondele kithi.
Last Sunday I was in a service and thereafter a lady came forward and said, I have seen something, I had a dream, can you help me and explain to me the meaning of it?
Ngevikele edlule ngangisenkonzweni, uma kuphuma inkonzo wesifazane weza kimi, wathi ungakwazi yini ukungisiza ngoba ngibe nephupho, mhlawumbe ungichazele lona leli phupho ukuthi lisho ukuthini.
She says, I saw people standing in a row approaching a man dressed in white.
Watsho wesifazane ngibona abantu besendleleni emgwaqeni besondelana nomuntu owayigqoke ingubo ezimhlophe.
And he had a book out of which he read or glanced at.
Lo wayigqoka ingubo ezimhlophe wayiphethe incwadi afunda kuyo noma incwadi abuka kuyo.
When every person came to him, he just looked at their forehead and then he would just point to the right or to the left.
Kwakuthi umuntu umesondela kuye ambuke bunzini bese ke ekhomba indlela ukuthi uya ngakwesokudla noma uya ngakwesokunxele.
There was no talk necessary. This man dressed in white could read something that was written on the forehead.
Kwakungekho ukuyilandulela noma ukhulume uphendule. Loyo wayigqoka ingubo ezimhlophe wayibuka ebunzini lakho bese funda konke ngawe abone konke okwakubhaliwe.
Has God been able to show you that which is hidden in your heart?
Ngabe wena uNkulunkulu usephumelele yini ekutheni akukhombise akwambulele lokhu okufihlakele enhlizweni yakho na?
He can bring that to the, and he will bring it to the light, as we have heard.
uNkulunkulu lokhu akakwambula ekukhanyeni futhi uzokwambula ekukhanyeni njengoba sesizwile.
terrible if it will be on the last day and where there is no choice for you left anymore. But when the one dressed in white has the final say, final verdict, if you have not humbled and bowed the knee, and as we have said, beat your own breast and acknowledged, Lord, I am the sinner.
Kyoba buhlungu kakhulu ezinsukwini zokugcina lapho ungesebe nakho kuyilandulela nokuthi uzuphendule mhlawumbe uzama ukuthi uyiveze njengomuntu olungile kuhle ukuthi uveze indaba yakho njengamanje kusekhona ithuba uyishaye wena isifuba uyibone ukuthi inkosi ngiyisoni ngimubi.
Let us pray.
Asithandazeni.
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us. It is in your presence that we see the true light.
Nkosi siyabonga ngokukhuluma kwakho nathi. Sisebukhoneni bakho ukukhanya kwakho kwakhanya kwathi bha kithi.
Oh, give us hearts that are like Abel and not hearts like Cain.
Kwangathi Nkosi ungasiphi inhliziyo eyifana nenhliziyo kaAbela, hayi inhliziyo eyifana nenhliziyo kaKhayini.
That when you look at us, Lord, that we will be pleasing to you.
Bese kuthi lapho Nkosi ma usibheka, usibone njengabantu abakuthokozisayo.
May this be your time and your days in which you can work at our hearts, at our lives, purifying, sifting out all the evil.
Kwangathi Nkosi ngaba isikhathi sakho kube izinsuku zakho Nkosi ozosebenza ngazo enhlizweni zethu usihlambulula usefa usilungisisa.
That we can receive grace, salvation at the cross.
Ukuba Nkosi samukele umusa samukele insindiso esiphambanweni.
And that as your servant has said, that peace would guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Njengalokho Nkosi inceku yakho isishilo ukuthi lokho okuthula kuyolonda kuqapha inhliziyo zethu sikuwe.
We pray that you would go with each one and watch over us, Lord, through your mercy.
Nkosi siyakhuleka ukuthi uhambe nathi sonke usiqaphe uNkulunkulu oyingcwele usihole ngomusa wakho.
Amen.
Amen.